Good morning, Giles.
Good morning, Kim.
What's happening in the financial world? A digital portal is being launched by the government to make doing business easier.
It's called a Business Connect. The aim is that it will allow businesses to apply for consents, permits, submit applications and the like, keeping all their digital paperwork in one place. It's aiming to cut red tape and costs. It starts initially with three departments, but the aim is to extend it through to most of government and allow businesses to do such things as pay taxes and ACC levies in due course. It's being touted as offering $300 million worth of savings, especially for small businesses. Well, the chair of the Small Business Council, Tenby Powell, says the policy is a start, but more needs to be done to improve dealings with government agencies.
Despite the fact that New Zealand is number one for ease of doing business and number one for opening a business in New Zealand, there's still many things that we can do to make it easier for small business. And cutting of red tape is critically important. And I should add that while there is some red tape, certainly to cut at central government level, there is a magnitude of red tape to cut at local government level.
And more from Tenby Powell a little later in the program.
Ethical investment is the big thing at the moment, Giles, and an ethical Kiwi saver has been launched. Younger savers, I imagine, will be most excited.
And most definitely is the aim of Pathfinder. It has $150 million worth of funds under management. It's launched what it calls the country's most ethical KiwiSaver scheme. It will only invest in companies with environmental and social policies in place, a commitment to gender diversity in the boardroom with at least one woman director. Pathfinder's chief executive, John Berry, says the fund should capture the attention of younger investors and those who have paid little attention to their investments before now.
So many New Zealanders sitting in default schemes, conservative default schemes, and there might be younger people with a long way to retirement. They should be thinking about what is the right fund for them, and we're hoping that our ethical KiwiSaver, with this charitable overlay, will drive engagement and get people thinking about their KiwiSaver.
And more from John Berry about that scheme in about half an hour.
Financial markets, Giles, please.
They are weaker on Wall Street, mixed banking results, adding to concerns about the effect of lower interest rates if the Federal Reserve is to cut at the end of the month. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down a handful of points, but the other indices, mainly the NASDAQ, 0.5% lower. Our own top 50 index was also subdued, falling 15 points yesterday. And on the currency front, the New Zealand dollar, 67 US cents, 95.4 Australian, and we should note 54 British pence, which is the highest in 6 months. I'll update those numbers and bring you all the business news at around 10 to 7.